Spectacular, episode 169, Collins and Tales from the Foxhole, in the week of November 16th, 2008.
Don't point that thing at me!
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me. A battle will decide our destiny.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I'm your host, Dustin.
I'm Kudelix.
I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Referee Chu.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Choo-choo!
So, are you one of the referees that wear pinstripes, or are you like the baseball referee who's wearing blue? Which one are you?
I am the soccer one. The one that wears the gold, black, red, blue, green. Any color that doesn't match the kids' uniforms.
So you were the multicolored referee. So you were the rainbow referee. Okay.
No, I'm not a rainbow referee.
Just taste the rainbow.
Okay. So we're back with the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show, the second one from the Reborn of the podcast. So we actually have a lot of submissions today.
We can make it better.
Indeed.
The number of which we might not be able to read them all. So that's a good thing.
This crypto can't read that. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Cryptos.
That's why we're just canceling.
Because crypto, it's all just blame it on the Brit.
We love you, crypto.
I love you, crypto.
I hate my life.
No, don't say that. I'm shedding tears for you right now.
Okay, well, today we have a special guest host with us today, Referee Chu. Referee, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, how you found Podtacular, what you do in the community, that kind of stuff.
Sure, why not? Well, I am a actual soccer referee that just puts in part of my gamer tag, Referee Chu. And the Chu basically just comes from a site that I first found that really started my gaming career, I guess. And really, I'm not really active on the forums that much, but I'm usually there for the Bible study, and me and Duststorm play a lot sometimes, so I know.
Oh, you play a lot. What?
Not
what
that
you play? What you play? You play Halo? You play Gears of War 2? What you play?
I have been playing Halo for a while, and I recently have just gotten Ace Combat 6.
Bro,
it's a very, very bad game.
That's a that demo was awesome. That demo was pretty good. I liked the demo.
Yeah,
I
never played the game. Really good, though. And
I read his storyline.
What? It's funny, because I was at Best Buy the other day, and I got just the game used from GameStop because I didn't have that much money on me. So I'm like, hey, let's try this out. So then, next day, I go to Best Buy, and I see a big pack, and it comes with, like, a joystick and a throttle comes with it. And then a movie. I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? I felt really stupid.
well, at least you have a game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot better than what you get on Halo, in my opinion, though, because you don't have the screaming 12-year-olds, the little 4-year-olds, I should say. I played with those one time. He was completely terrible.
Yeah,
true.
I like the game. I don't know what you're talking about. The game is good.
Hey, why don't you like it, Crypto?
I can't do it.
Because they're all British.
So just because you can't do it, you don't like it.
That's not a good reason.
And it has a storyline, because it's made by Japanese people, and it doesn't make sense. It's like, Wow. Well,
that's why I don't like street ball, because I can't do all the weird tricks. You know, I can't put the basketball in my shirt and knock it around. I can't. I hate it because I can't do it. You know what I'm talking about? I've tried so many times, and I just can't break the ankles of everybody. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
That's just show off. There's no skill in that, really. But anyway, so we're going to now go over to Krunk, who has done voicemails again for us this week.
Sir Krunk's a lot.
Yes, so let's go see.
Is he awake this time? I just want to know, is he awake?
No,
I pick him up again? No, he's awake. Okay.
No, he's alive and well and awake.
Oh, he's kicking? Is he kicking?
Yep. So let's go over and see what Krunk has for us.
Hello, everybody. Time for some more voicemails. And let's see what we've got from...
This is NinjaMan59 calling for the first time. And I just finished listening to episode 166. And sorry. Fix my spelling. Swear. I swear. Next submission I send in will be near perfect. You yelled at me.
It'll be all right. Don't cry.
Hey there, Podtacular. It's your boy, Lone Soldier 332 again. I was just calling to let everyone know about the map that I told everyone about on the last Customs and Creation show. I talked about my remake of Containment on Foundry. I just wanted everyone to know that all the glitches are now out of the map, and it is now available on my file share, along with the game variant to go with it. It's called Containment 0.5, and the game variant is called Containment Beta. Download it. It's a great map. I've gotten great reviews from all my friends on it. I've actually had some pretty good reviews from some of the Bungie staff on it. And if you ever want to play on it or add me, feel free. I'd love to play with you guys. Captain Krunk, you're still my favorite. And, yeah, shout-outs to everyone on my friend list and everyone at Podtacular. Keep on fragging trucks. Bye.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in. And with that, let's get to some Tales from the Foxhole.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Uzumaki15 calling in again. Say hi. I got a couple of Tales from the Foxhole. First one's not really a Tale from the Foxhole, but it's something pretty cool. I actually managed to play with FOMO Jive last weekend on Call of Duty 4. So that was pretty cool. And the other one, my friend and I actually managed to get a Running Riot on a social match, but... my friend and I were playing Last Resort on Team Slayer. He was driving a Warthog, and I was on a Gunner. Managed to score a whole buttload of kills. Yeah. Keep on fragging truck, I guess. So, see ya.
Hey, this is Elite Spartan 182, first time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to tell you about a tale from the foxhole I had. It was Swords on Guardian, and I was running to the middle, and I killed one dude. Another dude came up behind me, killed him. One dude was running down the tunnel where the sniper would be, killed him for the assassination and triple kill, and I was trying to get my overkill at the time. So I saw another dude, when I fought back up. I killed him, and I killed another guy. All right, see you guys. Good luck with the show, and keep on fragging purple-bellied mamas with rabies and fat kids. Bye.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
Hey, Podtacular. It's Referee Chu here, the Podtacular's only soccer referee. I got a quick tale from the foxhole for you. Me and a few friends were playing matchmaking. It was team sniper on the pit, and I had 27 snipes in the head with 20 no scopes, and MVP, I got a sniper spree, a killing spree, two triple kills, and an overkill. Just thought that'd be interesting for the Customs and Collins show. Yep, this is Referee Chew. Keep on fragging trucks, guys. Later.
Yo, Podtacular. This is Tokyo in America. First time caller, long time listener. I'm just coming with my tail from the foxhole. Or my tail from the... my Xbox, because that's where they're from. And, let's see. I was on multi-team. I was playing Slayer, Social Slayer, whatever. Just no big deal. Let me get to the foxhole. Whatever. And it was me and my friend, and we're playing Team Rockets or Rocket Race, and we're up 9-9. And because I'm the VIP, he gets into a Mongeese or a Mongoose, whatever you prefer. And we get shot with a rocket and fly 30 feet into the air. We land, get shot again 30 feet into the air. And then we land one more time, and then we do 20 million backflips. And we land, and then we start driving. The other team was about to score, but they're running from the right side of Valhalla. I think it was Valhalla, but... Oh yeah, I was. I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm sorry, Gronk. I'm sorry who's ever listening to this, but we're gone. We're at the middle of the whole map. We're on our way to the last point, which is behind the blue base or the red base. I don't know what it is. Just get my file share. And we get shot with another rocket just before, and they're both right there, and I land in it because of the rocket, because I get hit from the back. And catapult into VIP spot. We win 9-10. My file share is B2254. Just check that out. It's a little clip. I don't know what it's called, whatever. But keep on fragging zombies because it's Halloween. And this is Tokyo in America. I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Justin Timberlake and Team Asian Express, new team on the block. Well, thank you, and have a nice day. And Crunk, keep on crunking. Whatever. See you later.
Yes, sir. All right. One more.
Hey, Podtack, it's Long Range 950 yet again. I know your party, and great me for calling so many times.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Wait. Yeah, man. Just call once, say what you got to say, make sure you get everything in there, and then we'll play it. All right.
All right, here it is. I was playing multi-side team with my good friend, Big Boy 480. We on territories. Wait, King of the Hill. Yeah, King of the Hill. And this guy was shooting me with a shotgun, and I was going for the sniper spawn. I got the sniper. I had no shields left, and I had no scope. Right in the dome. It was awesome. I'm not sure what's in my file share, but I don't have Xbox Live anymore. Oh, see ya.
What? What? I didn't catch all that. Let me run that back again, because that didn't... What?
I'm not sure what's in my file share, but I don't have Xbox Live anymore. Oh, see ya.
Oh, that's what it is. He doesn't have Xbox Live anymore. Okay. Oh, man. Well, you're going to be out of luck when that update comes out. That's coming up November 19th. That's this week. You might even have it already. Wow. Well, except for this guy. So, speaking of Xbox Live, there's also a call we got about friend requests. And it was kind of directed at me, but it could be directed to anybody. So take a listen.
Hey, Podtacular. This is... the unnamed listener yet again for the third and final call of this.
Yeah, episode. I didn't play the other ones. Sorry.
Actually, it's about time I fess up. I actually don't have a live account, Sorry about that. But, I was just, I was just wondering, Captain Crunk,
Yes?
How often do you accept, friend requests? 'Cause if I do end up getting a, Xbox 360 for Christmas this year, I'd, like to add you. So, yeah. I just wanted to know. So, I guess I'll see you guys later. Bye.
All right, man. Thanks for waking up from your nap to make a phone call. Oh, man. Okay. Friend requests. Here's the way I like it. You're going to send me a friend request, add a message to it, or contact me through the site, podtacular.com, or through the forums. Send me a private message saying, hey, buddy, just like to send you a friend request. Can you accept or be on the lookout for it? Whatever. Just give me a little bit of warning so I know who you are when I get the friend request. And it's the same for everybody. I mean, it's not just, you know, particular people. But the thing is that when I get a friend request from some name that I've never heard of and I can't tell anything about the person from the profile, well, you know, I don't know who you is. So keep that in mind. And I would recommend everybody do that, just as a general rule. So you know who you're getting in touch with, who your new friends are. So, all right. Till next time, I'm Kem Cron from Podtacular Voicemails. Call 206-888-HALO. And see you next time. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Okay, Captain Crunk, thanks a lot for the voicemails. Thank you to all y'all who called in. So we're going to go ahead and get to some submissions that we've gotten from the community this week. So who wants to take Lancer 47?
Me.
I'll take you right now. Parking lot.
Steel cage match.
Who cares about a steel
cage? I'm Brock Lesnar. You're the other guy.
Pitsy.
Wow.
If you want to take it, it's all right. I don't care.
That's right. I win. I won the match. I won the Battle of the Century.
That's right. It. Let's go.
Did you out one-on-one afterwards?
Like the cable guy. Wasn't it?
How about we resolve this conflict after the show?
Okay.
All right. For the sake of him.
Aww. Okay.
Lancer with an extra R. Lancer R47. I guess he R47. Hey, Podtacular. I have a quick story. Four tales from the foxhole. I was playing Nero's multi-team oddball. I saw two guys fighting against each other, so I shot at them, and I got a double kill. Wait. So how... Multi-team. Okay, never mind. I turned to my left and I saw another dude. I started shooting at him as well, but I had to reload. Then I looked at the ground and saw the oddball on the floor. I walked up to him while he was shooting at me, still reloading. My shields were down and I thought I was going to die. Then I picked up the oddball and hit him with it for a triple kill. Nice. Oh, triple. Man. Double. Triple. But then, almost a half a second later, someone killed me. So keep on fragging trucks and killing noobs that don't use Mozilla to check their spelling with the special assault rifles. I like that. There was not one misspelling. His sentences were run-ons, but there was no misspelling the entire thing. Let's give him a round of applause. Yay! Come on, everybody. One, two, three. On three, let's all clap.
Good job, Lancer. You spell a lot better than I do.
Speller of the week.
Yay!
This should be the... That should be the pod art, just his face, speller of the week.
there'll be all more right. submissions like that.
Okay. JGW Antoine writes into us. Antoine. Hey guys, this is my first time submitting.
Oh, he's popping. I can't say that on this show.
Yeah.
I've already had to
insert several bleeps into the past couple episodes.
Uh-oh.
Remember that.
Playing duels.
I was playing duels on Guardian, and I just spawned on the sniper side. I go up to the top and grab some stickies, then jump into the middle. While in midair, I see an elite coming out of, coming
so
out of the blue room.
You can do this, man. You can do it.
Shut up.
Just concentrate.
I use one of those stickies, easy stick, right? Before the elite explodes, I see two more guys. I chuck a sticky at them and stick the ground behind the front guy. As I stick the ground, I realize there were three reds all together on that spot. I would have probably only gotten a triple kill, but a guy in the back threw a frag grenade and weakened them all. So in the end, they all got killed from the explosion, and I got the extermination.
Extermination.
The clip is in my file share named Amazing Exterm. Keep on dragging little annoying kids who take the missile pod and then turn around and blow up the team. P.S. If you were wondering what JGW stand for, it's Just Got Wrecked. Keep up the good work with the podcast.
Yay!
That's a pretty interesting thing. I remember.
That's good teamwork.
Yeah, that is very good teamwork.
Even though it happened by accident, but it was still good teamwork.
Good nade placement. And no spelling errors.
Yes. Again, no run-on.
A little grammar error, but.
Yeah, once in a while. Too many commas.
Oh, well.
And PodTagger is now named the Grammar Nazi Podcast. From
we had our beloved spell check.
He's gone. Way to go.
Yep. Okay, so next one we have here is Pung Sat Tummy Phil. Yep. Pung Sat Tummy Phil. That's
Poxatawny Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, it says, hey, Podtacular crew, a first-time submitter, and I have a tale from the foxhole. Me and my friend...
Another cherry! Anyway.
Say what?
Nothing. Just keep going.
Okay. Me and my friend, Quigs4494, were playing one bomb in a customs game with two guys we were playing matchmaking with, so it was 2v2, which actually works well on my Dragon map, a cool map on Avalanche. Here's a little background on it. You have to plant the bomb in the dragon. The only way in is a teleporter under the dragon that goes to a man cannon that launches you into the dragon's mouth. It's really not confusing when you see it. So my friend was driving the mongoose, and I was on the back with the bomb. We were driving towards the teleporter when one of the red team guys jumps off one of the dragon's arms. He fires a rocket at our mongoose and blows it up. Our bodies fly in a synchronized manner under the dragon. 10 feet behind it, our corpses simultaneously bash headfirst into two different trees. We ended up winning when the two guys on the other team decided to randomly quit near the end. He has a link to his video in his file share, so it'll be in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Quigs4494 and Astronaut31. And Soviet Russia, trucks frag you.
Oh, man.
Okay, keep on fragging the anus armor of trucks carrying green feathered alpacas with special assault rifles being driven by Nene and Harry Yetis. How's that for spelling and grammar?
Yes! More spelling, yes!
Grammar, There was a, I think there were maybe a few grammar errors, but the spelling was superb.
As long as it's readable, I don't care. As long as I can read.
Yes.
Period.
Stupendous. 462 says
this is going to be the paramount of spelling for this podcast.
Let me do it.
Because you got the worst speller in Podtacular history as your guest host at the moment.
Yeah.
So he didn't send anything in this week, so we're good.
I didn't send anything in. I called like 3 times, but.
You should have the plasma who called in 9 times that 1 week. Oh, I'll never forget that.
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, what's up, guys? This is
hey,
plasma.
Hey, yeah.
I'm pretty bored and I got a tip. Because I was playing with G. Lewis and we got a tip, and I was like, what the hell? You sound like 9. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Some people go a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I call. I would like a Supreme Double. make that wheat crust. Oh, I called the wrong number. Crap.
Yeah.
And then we get all the, like, the credit phone callers with all like the debt resolution stuff and whatnot.
Oh, like, I should go to jail and call the Podtacular hotline.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
That would be bad. Funny.
Don't do that.
That would be bad. Okay, next one.
You have one or, call. Who are you going to call? I'm calling Podtac. That's who I'm calling.
Well, Orin62 says, hope Particular is Orin62. Game attack Orin V3 for another long submission, possibly. So imagine this, you're playing teams.
He's
team
foreseeing a long submission.
It's not that long.
You're playing Team Splazers on Sandtrap, and 3 people start from AA line.
Well, I take that back. It might be long for Crypto.
Yeah. Well, if you're me, in about 3 seconds, they would be demolished.
Ooh.
Which is exactly what I did, so pretty self-explanatory. The people lined up, and as they saw some odd red dot pointing at them, so I shot my splazer, 2 people immediately ran into the laser, but then the odd person on his team, with his bug-like instinct, ran into the glowing red radioactive beam called the Spartan laser.
What?
As they all died, the medals didn't know what
it's
to do.
It's a shield recharger! Let's go to it! It must have been what they were thinking, I swear. They were just like, oh man, it's a shield recharger.
Wrong
what
color.
What is that beam for?
It's the wrong color.
Beat me up, Scotty! You didn't tell me it would kill me!
Anyway.
In all, I got a triple kill on a killing spree. Also, nice. My friend...
GG.
GG. Also, my friend Coyote9 got a Killionaire in Griffball. Really short sentence. Keep up the good work, Dust on Crypto, and...
There's no verb.
And referee Chew.
Yeah! Yeah!
And Lewis. Jesus.
I'm here? I didn't know I was here. Oh, okay.
He didn't even say you. Oh.
Well, it says...
The ultimate keep on fragging truck statement. Keep on fragging 3-armed, 1-legged purple belly squirrels who wear inner armor while shooting the special assault rifle and upcakes who keep team killing.
He even says something that I specifically said. He didn't even say my name. Come on.
Say my name.
I know that you want to, but baby, you don't got to. Come on, say my name. Anyway.
Say my name.
Sorry.
Wow.
Ninja Man, or it's Ninja Man 59i, but I'm just gonna call him Ninja Man because he is the ninja with the plan. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, Duststorm, Crypto, G. Lewis," but he doesn't mention referee because I'm pretty sure he didn't know he was gonna be on. But anyway, this of course is the ninja with the plan, Ninja Man. Anyway, my tale from the foxhole was at the start of my Xbox Live fun. It was on high ground. I was walking down to the beach and I saw the whole other team. Means all the other people. 3 people were on foot, and 1 had a sniper, which I guess – okay, never mind. And another was in a ghost. So, of course, I start to AR someone, and I kill him. Of course. And then I pick up a sniper. I see the 2 other people. I shoot at them, and, of course, I miss.
Of course.
He didn't say of course, but I added that in there.
Okay, yeah, I'll be a sniper.
Then of course I shoot again, and of course I no-scope him, and of course I got a double kill.
Okay, now, stop with the of course.
Now I know what you're saying. Oh, you no-scoped the guy. Whoop-dee-doo. Anyway, but here is where the weird part comes in. When I no-scope him, his teammate randomly dies. I think that it was the ghost that killed him and gave me my triple kill. If the way I explained it confused you, then go to my file share and download what? my gamer tag is iNinjaMan59i, Ninja with the plan. Shoutouts to Lil Coop, UsaMackie15, YPacer, and every other particular member on my friends list. This is the Ninja with the plan. See you guys later.
Oh, yeah, I get a long one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Okay. Enough.
I'm from ATL. I can do that. You can't.
All right. One infinite
singularity.
Singularity. Writes into us. Long story. Some of you will remember Assassin 073. Well, this is me. My old account played up on me, and so I created this account. My gamer tag is still Assassin
03. How does somebody's exactly. account play up on them? How do you play up?
Must
an
got
account?
Hacked or something.
Oh, okay.
That's why you don't respond to those stupid little screenshots, people.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
If people want to boost you, don't do that. It's not. They're just
legit.
Trying to steal your account.
It's not legit, son.
Okay. Okay, here is my one in a million overkill. I was in Lone Wolves on Blackout. I had a BR and a sniper, and I dropped from top snipe to underglass, bottom middle above shotgun. And there was a guy with a sword on the left ramp, and another guy on the other side of underglass. I no-scoped the guy with the sword with a body shot, dropping his shield, and then I moved over to lift room.
Can
I switched
to
my
quick clarification. By underglass, does he mean bottom middle?
Yeah, bottom middle.
Okay.
Underglass is no longer there.
It's like right above where the pit where the shotgun's at.
Okay.
With a shotgun.
With that any day.
So it's bottom mid. Okay.
Yeah, any day, just say the word. I'll go in the parking lot. Just say the word.
Sure, but yeah. For sure. Anyway, I switched to my BR and tossed a grenade, which got stuck under one of the stairs. It exploded, scoring me a bold true save. I then heard a plasma grenade exploding. Not mine.
Plasma grenades.
And I got a double kill.
Double kill.
I then switched over to my sniper and moved back into bottom mid, aka underglass. No scoping a guy coming from bottom snipe, and then I got an assassination on bottom snipe for the overkill.
Oski.
Wow.
Oski.
That was kind of long, but okay. What happened with my double is that my grenade I threw damaged the second guy slightly, and then he had thrown a plasma grenade at the sword guy. Whoa. Now, was this guy on your team or what?
Lone Wolves.
Lone Wolves.
Oh, yeah, duh.
It's Lone Wolves.
Jeez. It exploded just after my frag grenade exploded, killing the other guy. His plasma exploded and killed himself, but I scored the double. If you don't understand or want to see my ownage for yourself, don't hesitate to download.
And one, son! And one! Sorry. You know, like in basketball, when you score it and then you get the foul and one, you know.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, we got it.
Sorry, I don't ref basketball. I'm completely lost in basketball. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Don't hesitate to download it from my file share. Gamer tag is Assassin073. It's all one phrase. Slot 3. I also submitted it for the Pod TV Top 10 show, so if it's up there, be sure to check it out. Keep on throwing fat grenades. Without the R.
Wow.
Wow.
We are not a non. We don't. I don't know what to say to that. What are we point of clarification. We're not against those types of people, but I wouldn't
against fidget spinners.
I don't know what to say. Anyway, next submission. Yeah.
Okay, we have Lone Soldier. What?
I'm just saying, you know, like, it's time to go.
I was starting
time to get... Okay, go.
Anyway. Lone Soldier 332 writes in, "Hey, what's up, Patek? I'm Lone Soldier 332 again with another tale from the Foxhole. French style. I was playing Savo Highway, trying to get the skulls on that level. I got to the point where you go into the small water-filled canyon, and we got engaged by the Covenant. I was ready to splatter a grunt, but he jumped out of the way. Naturally, he said a few choice words, including demon, food nipple, and grenade. I swerved my warthog trying again, but immediately evaded a plasma grenade. To my surprise, a rather unlucky brute jumped behind the hog, and the grenade ended up sticking the brute, killing it. I immediately went into the theater to take a picture of it. The pic is in my gallery on Bungie.net right now, called Betrayal, and will be on my file share by the time this submission is read. Shoutouts to the Podtacular crew and the poor grunt whose brain's covered in the decal of my car and you... And use zombies for being cool. Keep it up, guys. You're all awesome. Keep on fragging barrels filled with spider monkeys.
Well, what's wrong with spider monkeys then?
I like it that the grunt threw it at the brute.
Yeah, I actually had that one time. Well, I didn't really have that happen one time, but I was playing on the Ark, and you know where you go, where you try to get through the door, but you can't. You have to get, like, the commander's ship down.
Oh, first yeah. Time.
Well,
oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, there was one brute there, and I was just standing, like, right in front of him. I stood in front of him for, like, 10 seconds, and he didn't even attack me. I've got it up on my file share. It's called Clueless, if any of you guys want to check it out. and then I'm like, you know what? This guy's dead either way. So I just stick him right in the face with a plasma grenade.
Probably a glitch in the script.
Probably.
Whoops. Oh, well. It was pretty epic.
It's a ghost.
Indeed.
It's a ghost. You're on the way.
Okay. It was a Mackie 15 says, "Hey, Podtac. It was here with a couple of tales from the foxhole. My first was a while back. I was playing Team Slayer, or BTS, can't remember which, on Last Resort. The score was 49 or 99 to 49 or 99, if that makes any sense."
It's one point away from winning.
Yes.
Most of my teammates were in a bubble shield by the red sniper spawn, except for one who was scrimmaging somewhere. What the hell's scrimmaging?
I don't know.
New words.
I was just practicing.
They're fine.
How was he practicing? Was he just like, I don't know.
Shooting cones?
Yeah.
Cone! Get him! She's shooting the cone heads.
A red on a goose charges our bubble shield right as it dissipates. I run and assassinate him, just as the voice from nowhere says game over. Apparently my teammate died a split second before I beat down the goose driver. Unhappy face.
Aww.
Sad face. Sad face.
Aww.
Sad cat is sad. Aww.
Long I feel so bad long. For you, Uzumaki.
The next one I have is from the other day, from one of the legendary maps. From when... Sorry, I'll just sell that one again. The next one I have, from the day the legendary maps were released, Trigger Happy Psycho had come over to hang out and try them. We were playing Shotty Snipers alone on Ghost Town. We charged each other by the ramp of the OS leading to the bombed-out building. We had our shotguns out. He fired first, killing me, but then right as he killed me, he died getting a suicide. His first reaction was, "What the heck just happened?"
He's got two pictures there, but it's kind of
We went back into the theater watching the clip over and over again, trying to understand how he killed himself with a shotgun. And yet after at least a dozen times, he could not figure it out. The Shotgun Suit's eyes on my files share titled WTH, Shadows to Dust Storm Crypto, and whoever is lucky enough to be guest host, wish it was me.
Gee, Lewis, you weren't even entered in that one either.
You guys are doing great.
They don't even know me. See, what's his name? For like half the people, Duststorm mutes my name out. I mean, mutes my voice, so they don't even hear me.
Wonder
I
why?
No such thing.
Elevator I get a long music. One. I get a long one. Look at that. next submission here is from Faux Canary.
Yeah,
right. That's Faux Canary. F O E Canary. I'm guessing F O E is a clan. But he is saying that this is his second submission about 2-3 months. Who's going through Media Center back there?
X-Fire.
I heard X-Fire.
My bad.
That's wrong. It's called Steam.
Is it? Sorry.
Jeez. All right. Anyway, back to the submission. Back to Canary. He wants to let everybody know that this is his second submission. And about 2-3 months ago, him and his friend were forging on high ground. He was messing with fusion coils and picked one up. As he picked it up, another one appeared out of nowhere and just floated about 30 feet above it and ran and was randomly spinning and moving around. He says he doesn't know, he doesn't have a picture or a video of it because his Xbox had too much custom content on it at the time. So, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
If you want to see it, I guess I'll have to talk to my friend and see if he kept it or not. So anyways, keep on fragging trucks.
Wow. I hate how you can only have 100 on there.
Yeah, I think that's stupid. I think it should only be limited to the amount of hard drive space you have.
Exactly. Because it's like some people, like me, have just that only game besides Ace Combat. It's just basically Ace Combat and Halo 3. That's all I have.
I only have Gears, Guitar Hero 3, and Halo 3. It's like, oh.
But yeah.
And I like how I have 4 gigs of Halo 3 videos on my Xbox. Yeah.
Anyway. Tactical Leaders.
Whoa, I got a phone call. Whoa, where the hell's my phone? Sorry about that.
Ring, ring.
That's banana
phone.
Ring, 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 ring. Okay. Tactical Leaders says, hey guys, it's me, Tactical Leader, or an Xbox known as Xbox Live known as Tactical Rifle. I'm a new submitter, but I've been listening since I don't know when. Duststorm or CryptoFlix, whoever is reading, I got a tale from the foxhole for you. I'm reading this, not Duststorm and Crypto.
Come on, man.
Inferior.
Yeah, really. Supposed... Anyway.
Referee Chew. Get it right, jeez.
Yeah. I'll give you a red card for that. So one time, me and my buddy were fooling around on Sand Tramp, and we were both on the big, long structure with the gravity.
That's what she said, Oski.
Anyway.
So my buddy threw a sticky and it flew over me and I picked up the grav hammer. I smacked it down as the plasma was going to stick me. It flew back over to him and stuck him.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Pwned. Baseball. You got owned. Oh, no.
Great job on the show. Keep on fragging warthogs. Yeah.
Whoa, original.
Fragging them warthogs. What?
Not them trucks. Keep on fragging chupa thingies.
Keep on fragging midgets.
Chupa thingies. How about that? Like it.
How about that, Griff? You like it?
It's got a ring to it.
I think he means the chupacabra, sir.
Hey, Griff. Chupa thingy. How about that? I like it. It's got a ring to it.
What kind of animal has tusks?
What kind of animal has tusks? Your mom.
You're making that up.
You're making that up, boy. I don't like you.
I told you after the show, G. Lewis.
G. Lewis?
Okay.
Parking lot. East deck. Be there.
Aye. Yeah. Well, that's all the time that we have today for reading submissions and stuff. There was a couple that we didn't get to, so sorry, guys. Just all I can say is send it in earlier next time. Because it's pretty much first come, first serve.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Because you got served, son.
Got served. Oh, man.
Okay. So wrapping it up, send in your comics.
Comics. Send in your Watchmen comics too. I'm just kidding.
Oh man.
Yes, send us your comic books.
Right.
Okay. Let me try that again. Send in your comments, etc. to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on podtackler.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail.
Nobody can read today.
Jeez. It's a vase. Well, I think we're making up for the fact that everyone spelled, like all the submissions were spelled properly, and now we can't read correctly. So it's like,
stop spelling stuff right.
Stop it. Stop using good grammar. No, I'm just kidding. Please continue to do that. Please continue.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206 Halo and leave a Halo related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Like you heard today.
That is this one right here.
Be sure to check us out at podtackler.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people, including me, but I never get recognized on the show.
I wonder why, G. Lewis.
I suck.
Thanks. Sad thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing
you're
to
welcome.
My PayPal to help us. Oh, man. Okay. Digging the podcast on dig.com, following us on Twitter, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah. Check out the
other Or you. And Brent Gamer back there couldn't without you either.
I think the whole you thing goes out to the whole community, not just particular
and you,
individuals.
Yeah.
And you, and that guy over there, and that one with the hat, and that one with the fro. That one wearing the, what the heck is he wearing?
Okay. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB's show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
And G. Lewis's new show, it's called like Podtacular or something. I don't know if you guys heard of it.
It's not
before we go, I just want to send a special shout out to all my percussion people in band. You guys are awesome. I love you guys.
My dad played football, and he said that the band guys used to put like Jack Daniels in the tuba, and they would all get drunk before the football games. Anyway, I'm just saying. You might want to use that for future. You might want to use it. I'm just kidding. We don't condone that here.
But yet we decide to mention it anyway. Makes perfect logical sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Indeed. Remember, you always have to think of logical explanations.
Logical explanation was
your mom.
Ew.
That's right. Tampa Bay won. Go Buccaneers. They won. Heck
go
yes.
Colts. Colts are going for the Super Bowl.
Isn't everybody going for the Super Bowl?
Colts for the win.
I frankly don't care. I'm not a football fan. I'm a football referee. So I'm not a football fan.
Are you serious?
You talked about this. You talked about this before the show started.
We were on chat one day, and you told me that again, and I'm like, "Are you serious?" And it turned out you told me before one day.
I told you over the summer when we first met in Godtacular.
It was romantic.
No, it was.
There were candlelights
completely
everywhere.
Opposite.
I'm going to slap you, G. Lupus.
There wasn't candle ice. There was massive killing. It's called Halo 3.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
Lol.
Okay.
Skirt. Oscar.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up before we get any more out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, so until next time, I'm Dust Storm.
I'm Crystal Bugs.
I guess nobody even knows, but.
I'm inferior.
I'm Gregory James Lewis. R.G. Lewis.
And I'm the referee that has a chew in his name.
Chew!
Salut.
Salut.
There's only one thing left to say.
You can't even type in the right phone number, Dustin. What's wrong, man?
What?
You can't even type in the right phone number.
Phone number for what?
For me. You called JBB. Why didn't you call me? JBB had to forward me there. Come on, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Crap.
I need show notes. I need show notes, son.
I tell you guys to save the links, and you never do.
You never told me once to save the links.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I'm not talking to you, referee.
No, you're not. I did not hear that. Well, you can watch the space shuttle docking with the station live on C. What the hell? Look at this. This is cool. Are you from, like, New York or New Jersey?
No, I'm from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know why I have this stupid accent.
I don't even know why I talk like this. I just use my voice and it comes out like this. That's why when I talk I have no air. Here's a rope. There's a tree. Let's hang that referee. Here's a rope. There's a tree. Let's hang that referee. Anyway, we used to say that to the black referees at our... I live in Georgia, so it's cool. Nobody get mad. It's legit if you're in Georgia. I know what them girls like. I know what them girls like. I know
what them
girls.
It's not you.
They all cheat on me. I don't know what the hell it is. I must have some problems.
Salut.
Adios. We ride into the sunset.
Arr, Mickey.
No, Bond, I want you to die.
No, finish Mr. Bond.
Finish me off! Finish me off!
Say what?
Nothing.
What were you? What? What the hell were your parents screaming last night, man? Jeez. What were your parents screaming last night?
No!
Not in front of the kids, honey.
Green Bay.
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.